So in the Jewish people, if you ask any third grader the words Nas and Ishmael, you know, it penetrates something very, very deep. So I thought we would take a couple different perspectives on those words that Nas and Ishmael is really all about. The source one over here is from the Nesiv HaShalom. Nesiv HaShalom was the previous son of Rebbe. He has beautiful, beautiful Svarim Ala Torah and Amawadim. For anyone who is looking to just start learning Chassidus Svarim, Rabbi Rabbi Moshe Weinberger, and I would also, he doesn't need my Haskama, but he always says, you have a person starting to learn Chassidus Svarim, Nesiv HaShalom is the best one to start from. So this will be our starting point for tonight. The piece is called Bishar Sheikdimu Nasav Nishma. At the time when Klai Yisrael said the words Nasav before Nishma, right? Just to give everyone a Chazar lesson, what happened was when Klai Yisrael said Nasav Nishma, when Chash Baruch Hu went around to all the nations telling all the nations, do you want my Torah? Every nation said, oh, what's in it? And Klai Yisrael's answer famously said by Chazal, we will do, we will listen. We don't care what's in it, Chash Baruch Hu. We will do, we will listen. So we're going to see a little deeper what's going on here. So the Pesukim say, I believe this is in Perek Chav. Let's see what Perek this is exactly in. Perek Chav Dalet. Sukkim, Pazig Zion. Here we go. Vayikach Sefer Abris, Vayikra Baznei Aom, Vayomer Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasav Nishma. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu finally, famously takes this book of Kanan, the Sefer Abris. He reads it to the people, he reads it to Klai Yisrael. Vayomer Kol Asher Diber Hashem Nasav Nishma. They said, whatever Chadosh Baruch Hu says, Nasav Nishma, we do, we will listen. Vayikach Moshe as Adam, and Moshe took this blood. Vayizruk Alam, and he spread it upon the nation. Vayomer Hine Dam Abris Asher Kores Hashem Asher Imachem Al Kol Hadvarim Ha'ila. And he sprinkled this blood over them. And he sprinkled the blood over them, and he said, "Behold, the blood of the bris that Hashem sealed with you concerning all these matters." And the bris was came to fruition. Just for a parenthetic note, Blinetter, hopefully after Marv, I'm giving a little vort on why Dafka. What's this whole thing about Moshe Rabbeinu having to split up the blood? If you look in the pesukim right before it says Nasim and Ishma, Moshe Rabbeinu splits up half the blood to be on Mizbeach and half the blood to be on Klal Yisrael. So what's pshat? And the Rashi says that there were Malach came down. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't a person who could be able to divide. He talked to Hashem one on one. He didn't know how to divide it. It's not for now, but for the Mishra Shmuz, for the Mishra Shmuz. But here the Nesiva, exactly. But here Tovashna Minacha, right? So here he wants to really understand the Nesiva Shalom. If you go Kol Adrama Eila Hayinu Gama Olman Kasher Dibi Hashem Nasav Nishma. So he wants to understand. What's pshat? What's so integral? What's always so great about these words? So much so that Chazal say incredible things here. If you look in the Gemara in Shabbos Peches and Manav, Nesiv HaShalom quotes here a couple lines from the bottom. At the time when the Jewish people said the words Nasav Nishma, what happened? What happened to Matan Torah? Ba'u Shishim Rivo Shemalchei Asharif V'kol Echa V'Echad Mi'Yisrael. What happened? 600,000 angels came into every single Jew over there. Kashulo Shnei Ksarim Echa Kenega Nasav Echa Kenega Nishma. Famous the Gemara says, when Klai Yisrael said the words Nasav Nishma, Malachim came down, right? And they put one crown of Nasa, one crown of Nishma on each one of them. So if my math is correct, 600,000 times 2 is...
1.2 million.
To be honest with you, I was thinking like 12, and I was like, no, you got to move the decimal point over. 1.2 million. That's a lot of crowns, right? And we're gonna see later on from the last fort what happened to those crowns. Famously, Gemara says that Klai Yisrael lost those crowns when they did Chet Eagle. So what's pshat over here? What was so great about the Inyan of Nasav and Ishma? So here we go. If you go to page 2 over here, page 2, the Nesiv HaShalom quotes the Sefer in the Mori Naim. I actually looked inside the Mori Naim. I didn't find it. Well, now I know why. Because I looked in Mori Naim under Mishpatim, and he quotes it under Parshas Yisro. There you go. It's a very famous word. They always say, now Matan Torah is in Yisro, so if you look for Nasav and Ishma in Yisro, you're going to come home empty. You only find Nasav in Yisro, right? The only time we will do it in Yisro. Nasav and Ishma is in Mishpatim. Okay, but I guess now I know for the next time... We'll go over the Mori Naim. The Mori Naim says this in such a practical way. We'll say it outside and then we'll see it inside. And I told this to Ari yesterday after Mincha. There are two attitudes that a person has, at least I have, and I think a lot of people have in their Avodas Hashem. Sometimes they're feeling it, Sometimes they feel they're on top of the world. I'm learning, I'm davening, and I'm doing well. And the Yetzer has nothing on me right now. Everything's going well. Purim's coming up, or in a couple months, but others coming up. I feel the simcha, right? And that's a very normal time when there are things happening. You're around a big Shabbaton, or you have a good chavrusa. You're on top of the world, right? But there are other times, and I feel like this is more of the rove, or the at least for me, when you're not feeling it, when you're down and you're not so into it. So says the Mori Naim, Nasa v'nishma was a complete. It was like a shvua to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That we're gonna be Jews in the times of godless, and we're gonna be the times of Yerida. We're gonna be close to you in the times of times that we're not feeling it. And let's let the Mori Naim say. I don't have to say anything. We'll just see his words. But that's the Indian of Nasa v'nishma. The top paragraph here. The Yishlom Rabbi Ma'ad Omer B'Sefer Kosh Mori Naim. The Mori Naim, the one of the classical Chassidish Shesvarim. Very, very hard. Very, very Kabbalistic sometimes. Very, very hard. But here's a very practical message. But Inyan Hikdim Anas of the Nishma, what was so special when Chai Yisrael said the words, we will do, we will listen, we don't care what's written in the Torah, whatever's there, we're gonna do. Tihine La'adim Yesh Manim Shel Aliyah. Sometimes a person has good moments. He feels like he's growing in his Avodah Hashem. Uzmanim shel yirida. And sometimes he's going down in his Avodah Hashem. He's not feeling it. The Sota Kasev, as the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, the Hachayas Ratz of Asho, right? And the angels were going back and forth. Sometimes you're up, sometimes you're down. Shekachu Seder Abriya Shetamed Yesh Aliyas Firidas. This is how Kadosh Baruch Hu made the world. Sometimes a person has good days, sometimes he has good things in Avodah Hashem, and sometimes he's down. Achar Ko Aliyah, and we know in the Bria, every single time a person has a good, he has something good going on. Ba'o Yerida va'achar kach shuv Aliyah. Right, something's going well in your life. You're not going to stay always on that Shabbos, right? There's going to be a Sunday over the Super Bowl. You're not going to have that inspirational Shabbos. There's going to be too many distractions, and you're going to be brought down. But we always know that after the Yerida is going to be, there's an Aliyah going to come up, like a mushel. What's that thing called in the park? The thing goes back and forth. I was doing it with my daughters. A seesaw, right? One goes up, the other one goes down. Is that a good mushel? I know. I think that's what he's saying here. When you go up, you just know in a couple seconds you're about to go down. But he says over here an incredible thing. He says it's very, 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 very high and a very deep secret. The Yehudi tzarech gam bezman yerida liyosavik b'Hashem. A person has to still be close to Hashem, even when he feels down. That even though he feels down and he's not doing so well as Baruch Hashem, he still feels close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Vezeh ikar kabbalas haTorah. And this is the ikar thing that Klai Yisrael did when they accepted the Torah. She Yisrael yu tamed dvukim b'Hashem afilus bezman yerida. You want to know what was so great about Nasa v'Nishma? What was so great about Nasa v'Nishma is we were telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, Nasa, we were going to do. Even though sometimes we're not going to be v'nishma, even though sometimes we're not going to feel, we still want to be close to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. But sometimes in our lives, there's always things that are they're going to get in the way. Sometimes we get into arguments with family matters, family members, and we get into argument with something happens with work. This and that, we get brought down, and those things are called a malik, right? A malik, not the people, but a malik is also a concept in Avodas Hashem. A malik is brought down by the Svarim. That a malik is gematria suffik, right? Doubt. A malik is always trying to doubt us, trying to make us doubt our Avodas Hashem. Is it really true? You really think after that a Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to care if you touch your fingernails on Shabbos, if you separate the rice from the cucumbers from the sushi salad? You think Hashem's really going to care? Right? A malik is always trying to doubt us in Avodas Hashem. And specifically, I know that Yetzer is always coming at me, specifically when I'm having a hard day. Or specifically when my daughter right now hasn't gotten to sleep for 2.5 hours because she's a newborn, right? Oh my gosh, I can't believe this happened, right? The Nas of Anishma is the swear to Kadosh Baruch Hu that even in a time where I'm down, I still want to be close to you. I still, that, and that was the goddess over there, over here. The Zeo Inyo Higdimo Nas of Anishma, this is the deep Indian. What Nas of Anishma is all about. The Hainu, Shanasa Gam Below Shanishma Vinovim. I'm gonna do, even though sometimes I don't hear, even though sometimes I don't understand, I'm still gonna be close to you, Hashem. Shagam is money niyadvukim Hashem. I still want to be close to you, Kadosh Baruch Hu, in the hard times. But achach ba midriga nishma, because I know at the end of the day something good is about to happen around the corner. Shiha madriga ayoser gavol shal dvikas b'Hashem is man aliyah. Right, every single person here, we know we have ups and we have downs, and even when we have a down, we have to know Kadosh Baruch Hu is right there. And as a pasuk, if you go a couple lines down over here, that's the pasuk in Dvarim and Parak Dalet. V'hatem hadvingim b'Hashem Elokim chayim kulchem ayom. Right? So we know in the Torah there are two names of Hashem. Right? There's Yudke Vavke and there's Elokim. Yudke Vavke is when the Torah wants to show that Hashem is being merciful. It's when Hashem is being loving to Klal Yisrael. And Elokim is din. Right? Elokim. Right? Elokim is din. What does it mean? V'atim hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem? Shem Hashem, who bechinas gilui? Right? Gilui means when it's revealed. When things are going well, it's Shem Hashem. I'm close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm close to Yud Kei Vav Kei. I'm close to Hashem. The Shem who Elokeichem, who bechinas din v'tzimtzum. Right? When Hashem is judgment, but I'm still close to Hashem even at the time of Elokim. The Zehu v'atim hadvekim. This is what the pasuk says. You should be cling to Hashem. You should be close to Hashem. Shelo olam atem dvukim b'Hashem Yisbaruch. I'm always close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hein bebechines b'Hashem, when things are going well, when things are going strong in my life, hein bebechines Elokeichem, bezmanim shel chashuv v'tzimtzum. Even when things are down, and even when I mess up, I still want to be close. Come close to Hashem. I don't know how many times you guys feel this, but sometimes the Yitzhar makes me feel like Hashem doesn't care about you. You know what you just did yesterday. You know what you just did. Hashem doesn't care about you. That's a zman of Yerida. That's when it's Elokeichem, and the Davoda that I always try to tell myself in the Svarim, and this is what all my Rebbeim always tell me. At the end of the day, a person has to feel guilt for whatever a person goes through. But God forbid to think that you ever have a channel missing from Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu is our Father. At the end of the day, we have different relationships with our Father. We have different relationships with family members. Sometimes they're in good moods, sometimes they're not so good moods. Right? So we have to understand, we have to be close to Hashem even in a time things are going well and things aren't going well. And really the next paragraph he says the whole thing again. I wanted to see one more proof to this incredible thing. If you go on the top line over here, in the second paragraph, he quotes the base Avram. The base Avram was the first son of Merebi. So the Nesiv HaShalom was the, I'm not sure how many down, but the base Avram was the first. The pasuk from last week's parsha, Moshe Nigash El HaRafel Hasher Shem Shama Elokim. And Moshe approached this cloud of fog, and that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was. So Yesh Gimel Madrigo Shel Chashcha Zu L'mal Mizu. So he wants to say over here, the base Avram, that there were three types of Choshech that when he went there, right? Choshech, the darkness, Anan, cloud, v'Arafel, this fog, this type of thing. V'Arafel hu chashkos avusa yosem ikulam. And this Arafel was, he's not only talking about physical, he's talking about spiritually. When someone has to plow through that hard time, there are three types of things. There are three types of choshech. There's choshech. You know what? Whatever, you didn't do well on a test. There's anan. You know, you really didn't do well on a test. And v'arafel, you know, you get the suspension from school or you get expelled. Maybe we could say didn't do well on a test, suspension, and then the expel. So what does he say here? Umoshe nigash el arafel asher shem alokim shegam mitoch arafel nimsa Hashem Yisbarach. Says the base Avram that even when it's arafel, or even if it's fog, I still want to come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm dovek to Hashem even when things aren't going well. So the first word we saw from the Nesiv HaShalom, what was so big, great about Naaseh V'Nishma? It's Naaseh, says from through the Mori Naim, I'm on a serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, even though sometimes Gam Shalom Nishma, even though I'm not feeling it sometimes. Right? It's very easy to serve Hashem things aren't going well, but when things aren't going well, that's the test. That's the test for us to be able to come close to Hashem. Go to page 3. I'm not sure if the sources connect, but I had to put this in the packet for this week. The Divya Yisrael was the Mazhar Tzur Rebbe. He has beautiful, beautiful Svarim. So, right after, if you look in the Pesukim, right after this whole thing happened with Nas of Anishma, what happens is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Vayomer Hashem, Moshe, Allah Eli, Harav Yesham, go up to the mountain and I'm going to give you the Luchos. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him the Luchos. Says the Divya Yisrael, we'll see it inside. Why does it say, Allah Eli, Harav Yesham? You should go up the mountain and be there. If you're going to go up the mountain, of course you're going to be there, right? Right? If Yesham seems very extra. You're going to go up the mountain and be there. So it's like your father saying, you know, come to the basketball game tonight, but don't forget to be there. If I'm going to come to the basketball game, I'm going to be there. Right? Lahavdol from the basketball game and getting the luchos. But maybe for some people, basketball is getting the luchos. For good things, Baruch Hashem. So this is what the Masjidur says from his Rebbe, from the Rebbe Chesko of Kushmir, from his great father. Here we go. Divrei Yisrael, Parshas Mishpatim. Alei Elai Harav HaHesham. Hiksha, he quotes his grandfather. It seems like these words are extra. If you're going to go up, of course you're going to be there. And he says, he answers with a mashal. Now turn over the page. Misha, who eitzel rabo, someone who decides to go to his Rebbe's house, right? His principal's making a bar mitzvah on Shabbos, and he wants to try to be able to go be by his Rebbe. Says the Rebbe Chasid of Kushmir, Imrosho umachshavto bebeso harehu ki'ilo eno sham klal eitzel rabo. If his thoughts are somewhere else, if he's not there, he could be physically very much being there, right? But if he's not there, if his thoughts aren't there, it's as if he's not there. And this is the quote from the Baal Shem Tov. We call a couple. Zeshen Amar Allah Elai Harav Hayesham Daika Kamar Hayesham. What does it mean Hayesham? Hashem is telling Moshe. I know there's a lot of things going here. There's kleisos all around you. You see thunder and lightning. This incredible thing. Go up to the mountain, but don't start thinking about crazy things. Don't start thinking about other things. Hayesham, be there. This is what the Baal Shem Tov says. Famously says, Mokom Sham Achshavah Shal Adam. Magas sham hu kulam. Wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where they are. And I once told this to one of my friends. I had a friend of mine from YU who got back from Eretz Yisrael. He was so down. I don't think his parents didn't go Shana Bet or Shana Gimel, one of those. And he said, I can't believe I'm in YU right now. I said, you have to remember this Baal Shem Tov. He said, yes, sir. What does the Baal Shem Tov say? If your thoughts are in Eretz Yisrael, you're in Eretz Yisrael. You could be physically right here in Washington Heights, and there could be all these crazy things happening. You know, anyone who knows Washington Heights, it's definitely not Eretz Yisrael, to say the least. Maybe inside the Beis Midrash is, but there's a lot of extracurricular activities going on. So I told him. So now every single time we walk by each other on Amsterdam Avenue, I always said, Hashem Tov, where are you? Where are you? Because that's wherever a person's thoughts are, that's where they are. That's the famous story of the Kedushas Levi. The story goes to the Kedushas Levi, Rav Levi Yitzchak Berdichev, one of the famous Hasidic masters. He was once davening Shemona Esrei, right? And after Shemona Esrei, after Mincha, he went over to the one of his mispalim, one of the guys on shul, and he said, "Welcome back from I forgot the name of the city. Hello, Lemberg. Welcome back from how was the fair in let's say Lemberg?" He said, "Rebbe, I've never been to Lemberg before." He said, "Yeah, what are you talking about? Like, and during Shema Kolenu, like you were thinking about the fair in Lemberg, right?" Don't ask me how the Kedushas Levi knew that. You know, you don't ask questions on the Rebbe's, but whatever a person's thoughts are, that's really where they are. Maybe he quotes another story here. He quotes a story here from one of the Hasidim who once came to his grandfather, Rav Chizkiv of Kozhmir. Pam achas biyom chamish, second line down. He said that it would happen on one Thursday. Nafal ocheshek belibo sheyisa le'admor. One of his Hasidim decided to go to his great grandfather's house for a Shabbos. What happened was, V'tolkach nafal memachshav to hayos b'yom shlishi hu yorid ba'ir ha'samach v'tzorch leitza yorid imaschoru. But then what happened was, he was on his way. I think, I could be reading this wrong. Tell me if I'm reading this wrong. I couldn't figure out exactly when I think it was on Tuesday. He was on his way, and he was starting to think on Tuesday he had a big business meeting going on. U'pen lo yuchal l'kabal prida sholam miyad b'yom rishon. He wanted to think maybe he wouldn't be able to be there on Sunday. I'm not sure exactly what the details are. The story go, but basically we go down to the last line. Ushabala Amor Be'er Shabbos. He finally got to the Rebbe on Erev Shabbos, the Kabbalah Shalom. He wanted to show his Rebbe. He traveled a far distance with the horse and buggy all the way to say hi to him. Nosan lo shalom, the pater osa miyad lo shalom, armelo se lebeischa kilotucha el sli Shabbos. What happened? The Rebbe said to him, yeah, get out of here. You traveled all the way here. You don't have to be by me. You're not going to be by me by Shabbos. Haven a chassid, sherab bruch hakodesh mash belibo. The chassid knew very clearly that the Rebbe saw what was in his heart. Armelo Rebbe, and he said to him, Rebbe, ain sorach li hayrid. I don't want to go. I apologize. I'm not thinking about the business on Tuesday. I'm not thinking about the SATs anymore. Amar lo im kain tocha atzli Shabbos. Amar arza Torah Allah elai ha'hara v'heyesham. So the whole word, what does it mean? Allah elai ha'hara v'heyesham. This is a nice little pocket word. He was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to be there. If you're going to be there, you could be there physically and not be there spiritually. If you're going to be somewhere physically, be there spiritually. Right? How many times we go into Mincha and we could be davening, we run into Mincha, what happens? We're thinking about the score. We're thinking about the Super Bowl. What am I going to do at halftime? What am I going to say for my Dvar Torah at halftime so I can tell all my friends that I said a Dvar Torah at halftime, but I still watch all the commercials, even though I probably should watch half the commercials, right? There are a lot of different things, a lot of different menhagim for... We'll leave it for now. Watch them the next day with the clean version going out from Yeshiva World. They had like a link, right, in Super Bowl. Like the clean... the good commercials, right? The person has to understand when they want to be somewhere, they mamash have to physically be there. So maybe we could connect this with the Morey 9. When a person's having a time of nasa, or let's say the flip side, when a person's having a time of nishma, you're being inspired, you're coming into a tefillah, you're coming into a shir, right? How many times I was in shir, and I know when I was in YU, and I saw half the people, including myself, checking a text message here, checking a text message there, right? You might physically be in the shir, but you're not there. I guarantee you, the talmidim of the Rav. You ever see pictures of the talmidim of the Rav when the Rav is giving shir? You had to be so ready for the Rav to call on you. Supposedly, if you didn't know something, the Rav would call you at big time, right? When you're in a place of galus, the mamash physically and spiritually be there. And now, when we said a story from the Rav, now we see a Torah from the Rav. So that was the second idea. First idea was sort of the Morey 9. A person has to be nasa, even if it's a time if it's shalom nishma. The second word we said, then Moshe Allah Eli Harav Yesham. Go up there, Hashem says to Moshe, Beheyesham, but be there. Be there, not only physically, but be there spiritually. And finally, we get to the Rav. So I got this farm from my father-in-law as a present. He told me anything I could take off the shelf. So they have all these beautiful things. Usually when the Rav writes, I usually have to get my Webster's dictionary out because I don't understand half the English that he's talking about. So Rabbi Holzer from Miami Beach collected. He's a big goon, and he collected. He has this Torah from the Rav. The Rav thinking aloud, incredible vortlach. Especially for the people who didn't do so well on their SATs. Let's put it that way. So my English, let's just say I have a much easier time learning the Rav's Hebrews from than his English stuff. His English stuff. Yeah, the tapes and this and that. So he says a beautiful thing on Nasav and Ishma. And I think it connects very well with the where we're trying to go with Nasav and Ishma. So this is in the Rav Thinking Aloud series, page 187. Nasav and Ishma, doing whatever the master may ask. This is a part of a whole long piece. He connects it to Geirus. It was a whole thing, but I only took out a paragraph. The Pasuk says, Ko asher diber Hashem Nasav and Ishma. Klal Yisrael said, we will do and we will hear whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu tells us. So says the Rav. Not just kol advarim, they're going to say, the mishpatim, right? It's very easy to be able to go daven three times a day, or to not say Lashon Hara, or to not do Borah on Shabbos. But we also understand about the message of God. Whatever Hashem tells us, even kach na'as bincha, the nasa, we will implement in something also the v'nishma. So he quotes the kach na'as bincha, refers, if you look at the footnote at the bottom, that refers to when Hashem took Avram to bring his son, to bring Yitzchak as a carbon. Right? Avram didn't, Chazal tells us, Avram didn't do it just to get it done. He did it and he had a cheshek, he had a feeling with doing it. He wasn't just doing it to be able to do it. He wasn't just doing the nasa to be able to get it over. He was a nishma. He was doing it and he was enjoying the process. He said, this is my will of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So not only is our body his property, but even our thoughts, feelings, and sentiments. Nishma means we are completely his. In body, in soul, physically, and spiritually. We're fully Kodesh Baruch Hu. Nasa means we're going to get all the things done. But nishma, what does nishma mean? Nishma means our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts. Maybe this connects back to the Baal Shem Tov. Now we're trying to connect everything together. Baal Shem Tov says your thoughts have to be with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? So the Rav says even your thoughts, your feelings, everything has to be with Hashem. Just reminds me of another thing from the Rav. The Rav said in America, there are two things he said. One, he says when the Jewish people came to America, one thing happened is that. And only in Eretz Yisrael do they have Erev Shabbos, right? We talked about this last week. The Jews don't feel Erev Shabbos like the Jewish people feel Eretz Yisrael. Erev Shabbos and Erev Yisrael. So you might feel Shabbos in America, but who feels Erev Shabbos? And right now I'm going to the store. Right now I'm just getting to the store just to get my wife on my back or my mother. Right? Erev Shabbos is an avoda. You go to Meir Sharim, you go to Yerushalayim. You know, my wife always sends me because I love going to these stores. Where you have to box out just to get like a hairy. To be avoda. You feel Erev Shabbos, right? People get off from work maybe because it's Baruch Hashem Klai Yisrael. That's Klai Yisrael's land. But you don't feel that. You don't. At least I don't. It's something. Sometimes a very, very, it's a big avoda. Feeling Erev Shabbos is having the feelings is being a nishma nasa and nishma to a Jew. And when I go to the store on Erev Shabbos, or if I go somewhere on Erev Shabbos, I'm thinking, how not only am I physically getting this, but why am I getting this right now? Erev Shabbos is a big avoda. Gemara says, right? Misha tarach Erev Shabbos yochel b'Shabbos. Someone who troubles on Erev Shabbos, he's able to eat on Shabbos. The second thing the Rav said, which I think is very true, because I know it happens to myself all the time, says people, Jewish people in America, they just want to say that they have davened. They don't want to say they like to daven. They just want to say the fact that I davened already, right? People go for a mincha, and I say people, I'm talking 100% about myself. I just want to be able to say that I daven, right? Rushing to Pesukim in Zimra, 6 minutes. Oh my gosh, you said Tachanon, even though there was a bris mila yesterday. What are you doing? You're ruining. We could have had a 25-minute minyan over here. Now it's going to be a 29-minute, right? Someone once told me a good joke. It's not so much of a joke. Chassid once said, I'm usually the ones who are saying good jokes about Chassidim, but this is not. Chassid once said, a non-Jew will never understand the hana of not saying Tachanon, which I understand, but I don't like that, because at the end of the day, the kochos, the Chazal tell us about when we say Tachanon. Even don't get me wrong, when we don't say Tachanon on Monday or Thursday, I'll be honest with you, inside of me, there's a definitely feeling like, wow, okay, usually that's very hard. But at the end of the day, Tachanon is very important. So the Rav said, the Jews in America, they're just going to say they have Davin. They don't actually understand that I want to Davin. Right now I want to talk to Hashem. And I'll be honest, I have that feeling all the time. I just want to be able to Davin, so then I can just say that I Davin Mincha. Like it's Sunday, I know that I don't get the 1 o'clock early Mincha. I know I have to come later at 5:45. It's a little annoying, so I always try to get the 1 o'clock Mincha in. But am I going to the 1 o'clock Mincha just to... Because I'm excited to speak to Hashem? Or am I going to 1 o'clock Mincha just so I patterned myself. I have it done. I'll be honest with you. Most of the time, it's just it's like I have this OCD that I, and then maybe that's where I'm holding. I don't know. It says the Rav over here. Nasa, we have to do the things that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do, but it's got to be with nishma. It's got to be with our feelings. It's got to be with emotion. It's got to be with everything, right? People think the Rav was always very, very being intellectual. They don't know that the Rav was extremely emotional. If you look into the Rav's stuff, and I don't have so much of it, but he was in love with Hashem. He was in love with Torah. He wasn't. People are just so focused on the Rav's intellectual capacity and all his brisker lumdas, which is his emotions for Shabbos were incredible. You know, he always said that he always thanked his mother for his love of Shabbos. He said his father gave him all the Torah and all the Hilchos Shabbos, but his mother gave him the love of Shabbos. So we could say his father gave him the Nasa of Shabbos, the Hilchos Shabbos, but his mother gave him the Nishma of Shabbos, the love of Shabbos. And finally, that brings us to our final conclusive piece of Nas of Nishma. We saw the Moray Naim, a person has to learn Sivar Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when it's Shalom Nishma, even when it's hard. We saw the Vort of the Divrei Yisrael, who said that a person has to Sivar Kadosh Baruch Hu, Aleva Hey Yeshem, you have to go up and you have to be there, physically be there, wherever you are in your spirituality, in those spiritual things, be there. You're not even, if it's not spiritual, be at a business meeting, you know you're meeting with someone, be there. Don't be looking at your phone the whole time. Be there. Physically be there. Spiritually be there. And finally we saw the Indian from the Rav. Nasa, do the things you have to do, but also do with Nishma. Do with feelings. Do it with warmth. And finally we get to the last paragraph from the bottom over here from the Kuntras. This Kuntras is from a big Rav. I think he just passed away, of Karlenstein Eretz Yisrael. It was either he passed away or maybe his father, I'm not sure. A beautiful, beautiful svarim, a collection on all the Moadim. I got it in Shavim when I was there for Eretz Yisrael. So he quoted the Gemara in Shavim that we quoted before, that when Klai Yisrael said, Nasa before Nishma, they got 600,000 Malachim came, and they gave a crown to each one of them, right? We said 1.2 crowns. So if you go to the next page over here, the first arrow, it says over here that from the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer brings down the famous Chazal that tell us that when Klai Yisrael sinned in Parshas Kisisa in 3 or 4 weeks, right? 3 or 4 weeks. What happened was that they lost those crowns of Nasav and Ishmael. So this Shemi Shmuel in Shavuos, the tough Ayin Resh Bei is around 6 lines down, quotes the Avnei Nezer. And he says the following: Lama kasher chato Yisrael natlu b'hem es bezek sorem kam shal Nasav gam shal Nishma? Why would Klai Yisrael sin and they did the Cheda Eagle? Why did they get those two crowns of Nasav and Nishma taken away? Right? What did they do? They actually did something wrong, right? We're not going to go into the whole machlokas of what actually the Cheda Eagle was, right? But their actions were wrong. So why did they lose also the Nishma crown? They should only have lost the Nasa crown, right? If Nasa refers to actions, according to the Rav that we saw before, if Nasa refers to all the things that we do, all the masim, all the things that we do, why did Klai Yisrael lose the Nishma too, right? Why did they lose the Nishma crown also? So this is what he says over here. I'm not sure if this is from the Avnei Nezer or from his own thing. He says, the Torah was only given, the Torah, she'ena b'vila de maisa b'tela. The Torah was only giving for us to learn it, be able to do it. Chazal tells us, we have to learn Torah be able, that'll get us to be able to do mitzvah and be able to do actions. So says the sefer, the Kuntres. What was so wrong when Klai Yisrael messed up? When Klai Yisrael did wrong, it was a hint. It was a proof that their nishma was never good. That even though when they were learning, right, and when they were feeling, when they were learning the things, it didn't lead to a proper nasa. It didn't lead to a proper action. Right, when a person learns nishma, when you're learning and you're learning Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. But if it doesn't prove to action, if you're learning something special, right, you're learning about tefillah, and you don't put it into your action, into davening, what happens is that both Anasa and both Nishma are falling away. So I think what he says is basically in this whole piece, he says Nasa refers to actions, Nishma refers to the learning, be able to do those mitzvot, right? But if the Nasa wasn't good, then it shows you that the whole Nishma wasn't good at all, right? And he quotes over here in the second to last arrow on the bottom, the Ramban famously says in Izigaris Ramban, right, and one of the last lines, what does he tell his son? His last letter to his son, one of the last things he said to his son, V'chasher toko min ha-sefer t'chapes ba'asher l'marta y'myesh bo'dava asher tucha l'kaima. When you finish learning, learning's not a goal in and of itself. When you finish learning, see what you could do better. See if you could change something in your Avodas Hashem. That was the whole vort. When Klai Yisrael did the Cheda Eagle, there was a disconnect between Nasa and their Nishma. Their Nasa showed that their Nishma was never good. When they said Nasa and Nishma, it wasn't fully be'emes, right? It wasn't fully good, right? And this kind of spins our whole vort on top. We've been saying Nasa and Nishma was an incredible thing, right? But what happened was that it wasn't fully be'emes. Maybe just according to this pshat, we could say from the push-up shot is Nasa Nishma is a great thing. What happened was, Cheda Eagle, it didn't last. It wasn't something that was lasting, right? It didn't last. When the first test happened, when Moshe Rabbeinu didn't come down, right, after 40 nights, what happened? Well, they felt the Cheda Eagle. They felt something was happening. So maybe we could say, maybe we just tie it all together. They had a time of Yerida, right? They had a time of Shalom Nishma. Klai Yisrael's avoda was Nasa, even Shalom Nishma. What happened was there was a disconnect. They weren't together. Like the Mori Naim says, a person has to be close to Kadosh Baruch Hu, even when it's hard. Even if it's a Yerida, it's got to be Nasa of the Nishma. But they didn't connect it together. And that's why maybe we could say that's why they lost not only the Nasa crown, but they also lost the Nishma crown. Why did they lose the Nishma crown? Because they were disconnected. And he quotes over here the Maral. Last thing in the Maral, in the second Shabbos. The Kasher Nosu Lehem Es Leksarim, Haya Malach Echa Nosu Lehem Bez Leksarim. It says over here that when he gave the Kasher Nosu Lehem Es Leksarim, Haya Malach Echa Nosu Lehem Bez Leksarim, gives Amru Nasa Venishma, right? Each Malach gave them two crowns. Umimela Ha Nasa Venishma Hu Dover Echa. Right? They weren't like two crowns. They were really one crown with half ties. The ain't zeh b'li zeh. You know, you can't have one without the other, says the Maral. Right? You ever think about it? Why in the Gemara doesn't it say that they had one Malach give each Jew the Nasa crown and one Malach give them the Nishma crown? Says the Maral, if a Nasa and the Nishma aren't together, then they're not. Then they're nothing. If you're the whole vort, why Kadosh Baruch Hu specifically gave them one Malach for two crowns to show them that each one of them are connected. At the end of the day, they needed to be able to have the Nasa and the Nishma together. Now, next time we hear these words of Nasa and Nishma, we're gonna say that it wasn't just sound words that they were saying. There's much deeper in Yonim when we said Nasa and Nishma. According to the Nesiva Shalom from the Maharal, from the Mori Naim, Nasa and Nishma was the connection between us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. Telling Kadosh Baruch Hu that even we're gonna do even if it's Shalom Nishma, even if it's a time where it's hard, I'm still gonna come close to you. Like the pasuk says, even if it's a time of Hashem and things are going well, I'm still gonna be close to you. Even if it's a time of Elokim, even if it's a time of Din, and at the end of the day, to take those spiritual moments, as the Divrei Yisrael said, when Hashem told Moshe, go up the mountain and be there, not only physically be there, but spiritually be there. Use those inspiring times. Just like that Chassid said, the Rebbe told him, when you're gonna come to my house, but you're gonna be there as the Kedushas Levi told that guy, don't be in the town, and it's not Lemberg, I forgot the name of the town. Don't be over there when you're davening mincha, be there. And that was the whole four from the Rav. The Rav said, you want to be able to do actions, it's great. You want to do mitzvot, you want to shake a lulav, great. But have a feeling. When you're shaking the lulav, when you're eating the matzah, understand you're doing something great. You're doing something that the Klal Yisrael has done for thousands of years. You're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu with the nishma. Put your feelings into it. Put your emotions and put your lev into it. That's the last Indian that we saw from the kuntras, the kuntras, the Indian Echag HaShvus, the Indian from the Aden Ezer, why they lost the two ksarim. Right? Why do they lose the keser of nishma when they only did the nasa? No, because as the Maharal said, at the end of the day, if the nasa goes down, the nishma goes down. Right? If one guy goes down, the other guy goes down. Because at the end of the day, they were a team. The nasa and nishma, they were a team, and that's why there was only one malach. Says the Maharal, because there's only one malach for two ksarim. Bezer Hashem Yisparach. Should take these messages of an avodas Hashem. Even when sometimes things are hard in our life, we tell myself, I'm not going to let that amalek get into my life. I'm going to be strong. Right now, other is about to come in. That means the Indian of Halman, the Indian of Amalek is going to come in. Right? We have to take this Indian, this avoda now, be able to understand that even when it's a time that's hard, I'm still going to be coming, still come close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Even if it's a time of Elokim, even if it's a time of Shalom Nishma, I still want to become close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Stay close to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We should be zocheh b'ez Hashem, that our lives should be Nas of Nishma, that we should do the mitzvos, but we should also understand, put our feelings and our emotions constantly into them. Shkoch, have a beautiful, beautiful Shabbos.